Inappropriate Radio Productions present Back.
Caster Sienya is in the papers today. Now, you know this athlete who's very butch, very chiseled looking, who claims to be a woman, but they've not believed her for quite some time. It's been in the papers for a while. They've attempted to prove that she's a woman today by putting her in a frock. Didn't work for Susan Boyle, doesn't work for her.
Stop it. I think this is a really sad story, actually, because but imagine someone just totally going up and saying, I don't believe you're a woman.
Yeah.
And then going, they give her an internal, external... And I think it's really
unnecessary.
Sad.
Don't need to do any of that sort of stuff with the rubber gloves. You don't need it. All you have to do is lots of things you could do to check. You could say, right...
Well, how would you check, then?
All right, here we go. Hey, Caster!
Yes?
Oh, that's unfair. That's not
do you want to go shopping, or shall we just play on the PlayStation? Right? It's easy. Oi, Caster.
Yeah?
How many pairs of shoes you got?
A brown pair, a black pair and a pair of trainers.
Oh, no.
I knew you were a bloke.
I'm not a bloke, I'm a woman.
Yeah? Flow rider. Back. I was around my mum's house the other day and I said, look, I'm going out for a run. And she said, right, where are you going? Where are you going? I said, oh, I don't know. I'll go up the road or... No, I'll go down by the river. Through the woods, down by the river, by the Tees. She went, oh, no, don't go by the river. There's weirdos down there. I said, Mum, I'm 33, I'm 16 stone. I'm not going to get fiddled with. I'm nearly 34, as if I'm going to come back from the run, panting, going, there's a bad man.
There's a bad man. The river.
I'm not going again. Back. I set camera somewhere in my heart at Real Radio. Good morning. Welcome into The Breakfast Show with Beck and Kelly. 7 minutes past seven. I've got bad news for you. Bad news for you, men. If you're planning your trip to Alton Towers, I don't know if you've heard about this, but they're planning on banning Speedos.
Oh. Right. Answer me this. Who goes to Alton Towers in a pair of Speedos? Why would you just wear a pair of Speedos?
They have a new... they have like a aqua resort there now, don't they, where you can stay the night. They've got lots of pools and water slides and things.
Oh, I'm thinking of people just on like
No, they're not
rides.
On the corkscrew in Speedos.
Realise the evidence.
Well, you thought there were kids going, Mom, the man's scaring me in Speedo. Why has he got Speedo?
I've not been there in years. I didn't realise he had a swimming section.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
That's why it made no sense at all.
So you thought they had a major problem with people turning up?
What if you're wearing them under your trousers?
He's going to whip those jeans off and I bet he's got Speedos on. Check him! Fleece him, lads! Yeah. No. It's the aqua resort there. Apparently they're disturbed. They're also suggesting that men should have bikini waxes as well. But I don't know how they're going to enforce this rule.
Well, they can hold you down and just pull the hair out.
Can you imagine? You go back to your hotel room and your wife says, how was the swim, love? Well, I've got to be honest with you. It was disappointing. What happened? They tell me down and they waxed me and then they took my Speedos off and put me on the corkscrew. I'm livid. Back.
What is this radio show? This is the weirdest. Would you have it off with Susan Boyle if you had a nappy on? Do you find pregnant women attractive? I can back out of any of these questions.
This is contractual.
I'm not going to bow to peer pressure. We're not in prison. You're not Mr. Big. I don't have to do anything.
So you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And he tells you you've got an illness, right? You've got to choose an illness here, okay?
This is amazing. Right. Choose an illness. That's amazing.
Right, squid legs, a beak or lobster claws.
No.
Right.
So you've got two choices, but he's going to be with you for the rest of your life.
Illness. Two choices.
Two choices. Okay. You've got illness number one, which is a condition. It's a very serious condition.
Okay.
The condition it makes you're going to poo yourself randomly once a day for the rest of your life.
Right, okay.
Okay, you won't know when it's going to happen.
Well, that's going to happen, but in a few years' time. I've got that one in the post already.
Literally, tomorrow you wake up and it starts.
Okay.
At some point during the day, it's going to happen. It could be first thing in the morning before you leave, and that's fine, or it could be in the middle of something really important. The second illness...
What do I do about this, though? Do I just wear sort of adult diapers?
Yeah, he's going to be a diaper job.
You've got to take this into the consideration.
Okay.
Second illness means you're going to fall over once an hour.
And what do you mean, fall over?
Straight off your chair.
Just anywhere, wherever you are.
You're just going to fall.
And is this something I can say to people saying, I must tell you now that I've got this condition,
yeah,
I fall over?
Yeah, you can explain it, but for the rest of your life, once an hour, even if you're in bed.
I'll probably keep the nappies to myself. That's ridiculous. Fall over once an hour. But am I ready for the falling over?
No, because you don't know
it just catches you off guard.
How am I not going to hurt myself eventually?
You'll learn to command around.